Welcome back to the Dog Gone Wrong podcast, where myself and others share their mistakes and help you lift the guilt burden. I'm your host, Sarah Roper, the multi-dog maven.
Hello, hello. So, it's now after Crufts, and I have what we call a dog show hangover. This is where you put everything into Crufts or whatever show you've been to, and then you just have this massive come down after. And when it's Crufts, it's usually alongside an empty bank balance. So yeah, I'm definitely there. I did 3 days. The first day was competing with the Dactastic team, and there was such a buzz around the benches that morning. It was lovely, you know, such a wonderful team. We went in and I was really chuffed with our heel work. Miz was coping really well. It's quite a challenging environment for her. She's 2.5 now. She went when she was about 6 months old, but she's not been since. But as much as she was a little bit barky around some big dogs when she went out for wheeze and stuff, she was soliciting attention from strangers, she was happy working, you know, I couldn't fault her in that respect, and that's massive for her because she can be quite a sensitive girl. So yeah, the heel work went amazing, and then we went in for the exercises, and Faye, who's got Moose, which is Miz's brother, they've been mainly doing the scent exercise all over the last year. And then at the beginning of this year, I think I've said before on the pod that we changed round the exercises when we had a heat in January, just to see. And we didn't plan on changing them for Crufts, but it ended up, you know, we did pretty well that day, so we thought, you know what, we'll do these exercises for Crufts. Which then meant that Moose was doing centre bed, which Faye, bless her, had taught him in like the space of a week. And he absolutely smashed it, went straight to his bed and got 10 out of 10. You know, I could not be more pleased. That's the first time of being part of the team that, you know, Faye and Moose have managed to get full points. And that's just, it's just so heartwarming. I just love it. Then it was Cheryl with Ripple. And Ripple had been kind of, she'd lost her confidence a bit with the dumbbell over the last few weeks. So it was a bit like, oh, how's this going to go? And obviously when someone else is handling your dog, you want them to do well because, you know, they can't train them. It's down to you. And she smashed it. She was a little bit slow coming back with the dumbbell, but she came back with it. And she got 9.5 marks out of 10, which was fab. And of the two out of the team that needed to do well, in my eyes, it was those two. Ig decided he was going to sniff on the stop on recall, and Miz decided for the scent exercise, which to be fair was very long, which the whole ring is massive for tiny little legs, so they all did amazingly well. But when they go in this, what they call a scent box, like it's two marked lines, so when they go within that area, you cannot speak to them. And of course, Miz went all the way to it, brought back the dumbbell, but brought it just on the other side of the line. So I couldn't speak to her. And she just sat there with it proudly in her mouth for quite a while. And I couldn't speak to her and had to call her back in the end when prompted by the steward. So we didn't get many marks. But do you know what? Like, we managed to get there with Daxies, and that's a massive achievement. And we had great fun. The dogs enjoyed it. And, you know, that's what it's all about. So, you know, the only way is up. We're going to smash it this season, I'm sure. And yeah, it was a fab day. There was good luck cards, presents, food, snacks, cakes. Cheryl is our feeder, so there was lots. And then everyone else brought stuff as well. And Cheryl basically then fed the dogs. She brought these beautiful handmade treats that she'd had made that had got like all the dogs' names on, and it got the Dactastic logo on. And there was just so much. It was amazing. Had an amazing day. Then we came on to Friday, where I was on the rally information stand in the morning and had a nice catch up with who I was sat on there with and a few other people that came over, which was lovely. I also took Ada for the experience, and I'll be honest, having a teenage Labrador, I thought this is going to be a nightmare, but she's got to learn to experience it. And at least on that kind of day, I could be in and out, and, you know, I could give her the rest that she needed because I wasn't that committed to other stuff kind of thing. And she went, and I really expected, with her being a bigger dog and an adolescent, and you can't train for Crufts, there's just no other environment like it, that she would be pulling my arm out because she'd be overwhelmed and lots of smells. You know, it is like absolute overload for the senses for dogs at Crufts. And she is, what, 15, 16 months? So she's very much teenager, baby. you know, nothing, you know, it doesn't take much to blow their brains. And I thought, after half an hour, I'm going to be pulling my hair out. But actually, after half an hour, she was settled and it was fab. But I got some lovely loose leaf walking out of her. She got to say hello to a couple of dogs that I knew, and she did that really politely. She said hello to a few people that I knew again, and she did that lovely, no jumping up, you know, all the things that you worry about with a young Labrador. She'd go out and toilet, you know, and she was just fab. And as it got towards the end of the day, I went up to meet with Lil, and she was puppy team leader for the day, and she'd managed to grab a bench. So I put Ada on a bench while I was just sat there, because all these things are things that dogs have to cope with when they go to Crufts. And she was fab. She just settled. I mean, she was tired by then. The other thing that was really nice was Woofingdales. They're like a harness and coat company. They do collars, leads, all sorts. And the guys, including Lil's Iggy, did a photo shoot with them early last year. And I'd messaged them because they said they were going to Crofts and things like that in the lead up. And they'd got some wonderful cutouts of Moss and Ripple and Iggy on their stand. So of course I had to go and get a picture with the dogs with the cutouts, and then did it with Ada as well. And I just couldn't be more pleased with Ada's behaviour. And hopefully that'll set us up well for maybe making it onto a team next year. We'll see. But she did. She just dealt with it so much better than I could have ever imagined. So yeah, so pleased. It was just fab. And then Saturday I went and helped Lil. She was on the silver display team for the Good Sits, which means basically you get there at 6, you go down to the main arena for a practice, you come back up for a practice in the Good Sits ring, then you go back down to the main arena for a display, then you come back up and do a display in the Good Sits arena, and then you do one or two more over the day in the Good Sits arena. So it's a lot of walking, it's a lot of up and down, it's a lot of like shifting gear and like battling through crowds. And Iggy was just amazing, and it was nice to be backstage again. I've not done that for a few years, you know, for the main arena. And it was just nice to be part of that buzz. I did kind of leave early on Saturday, and I had quite a lazy day yesterday because it's tiring. You know, like there was 3 days of 4 a.m. alarms, and you'd be lucky to get back before 6 p.m. You're battling through crowds. I get quite drained by crowds, people's energy, things like that. So I love it each year and I always look forward to it. It really is Christmas. But at the same time, you know, when I get there, sometimes I'm like, why do I do this to myself? I absolutely love it, but it is a double-edged sword and it's very, very tiring, especially when you're involved. When you go for the day and you're just, you know, a member of the public going, it's tiring. You definitely get your steps in and you have to battle crowds, but I think it's a very different experience being involved in one way or another. So yeah, but that now we're going to be looking forward to Edition Dog Live, which is the 6th of July. And that's a smaller version. If you've ever been to Crufts, Crufts is 6 halls of the NEC plus the main arena. When Edition Dog Live was like 1.5 halls. So it's a bit smaller, but a bit more manageable, not as draining, and lots of like-minded people. When I think at Crufts, there's both ends of the scale of different mindsets when it comes to dogs. When for Edition Dog, because of the nature of the magazine, it's all very holistic and positive. You're surrounded by like-minded people, and it's really nice. So yeah, that's the kind of quick wrap-up of this year's Crufts. And yeah, it's been a good one. I've enjoyed it. I did manage to meet one of Ada's breeders, which was really interesting, actually, to kind of get that insight into what she was like as a tiny puppy and why she was chosen, and what her sisters, who I obviously know very well, you know, what they were like as tiny puppies, because I always geek out about stuff like that. And yeah, it was really interesting. And it only kind of happened by chance. She was very impressed with Ada, which, you know, obviously I'm going to take that compliment. Yeah, all good. Right, only a quick one again today, but hopefully a longer one for you next week. Have a great week, everyone, and I will be back then.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Dog Gone Wrong podcast. If you could do me a quick favour, like or follow the pod, rate and leave a review, and maybe share with a dog-owning friend. Let's get the word out there and ensure there is less guilt around the mistakes. Thank you again, and we'll be back next week.